From NPR News in Washington, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Brian Naylor, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Today is a shameful day. It's shameful for me and for my family and for my beloved company and for all of its employees and partners. What was a small personal matter became over the last 2 years an almost fatal circus event of unprecedented proportions.
The fire is moving fairly quickly, and it's growing faster than we're able to put line around it. So with the erratic winds, the high temperatures, the low humidities, and this record low fuel moisture, you know, with the drought and the dry fuels, erratic winds make it real tough to stay ahead of these fires.
No one lied, no one made up the intelligence, no one inserted things into the dossier against the advice of the intelligence services. Everyone genuinely tried to do their best in good faith for the country in circumstances of acute difficulty.
Society should be all about creating the best possible chance for children to have a mother and to have a father. And unless the state endorses that, unless our laws enforce that, then I think it's fairly obvious that our culture will not.
The constitutional amendment is an appeal to what is worse in us instead of what is best in us. This constitutional amendment is being used as a weapon of mass distraction.
I understand you've been having trouble getting some speakers. So I want to thank you for the invitation. Some people may have better things to do, but there's no place that I'd rather be right now than right here in Philadelphia with the NAACP.
He voted for the Patriot Act, he voted for NAFTA, he voted for the No Child Left Behind Act, and for the use of force in Iraq. Now he opposes the Patriot Act. He opposes NAFTA, he opposes the No Child Left Behind Act, and the liberation of Iraq.